Hey everyone, what is up? I'm trying new intros. I don't know if you guys like that one or not, but tell me if you do. And I've been watching this new K-drama, BL K-drama lately, and it's so good. It's called Beyond Evil, and the main character is like in his 40s, and the other main character is like 28. And the amount of eye fucking that's in this show is oh my god. Because every scene, I'm like, after they talk, I'm like, okay, now kiss. Because so much staring at each other's eyes. Like, they're like looking into each other's soul. And I'm like, now kiss. Even after an argument, it's like, can you kiss now? That'd be great if you could kiss now. But Korea is never going to make that happen because he's like almost 40 and the younger one is 28, and apparently that's taboo. You know what? Let me look online to see if it's taboo or not in Korea to date someone younger than you. Let me go and see right now. I don't think it's that taboo in Korea to date somebody older than you. Maybe if he was way younger, like a teenager, for sure taboo. But to be taboo in Korea, I think you have to date a family member or something. I don't know. But I don't think it's that taboo, so why couldn't they just kiss? Is it the gay part? Can they not show? Well, that's a lie. Can they not show kissing in certain areas, maybe? I don't know. But all I know is they should really date, because it was, and then towards the end, he was like, I would go to hell for you, the younger one. And I'm like, you can't just say things like that, man. You just cannot. And I'm sorry that I'm talking about this BLK drama, but it's been on my mind because I even went to fanfiction.net, which is a known fanfiction site, to see if they have written stories about it yet. And I don't think they did on fanfiction.net, but on our travel of our own, there's a lot already. Not as many as I would like, because most of them are in like another language, so I can't really enjoy it. I mean, I could if I use the translator thing, but I can't really enjoy the fanfiction that they have right now. I have to wait maybe a couple more weeks or a month or two, because oh my god, there's so much eye fucking in this in this show, and it's a really good show too, because the older one is trying to look for his missing sister that he believes is dead, so and basically his remains, but the younger one thinks the older one killed his sister because, I don't know, jealousy, because the sister was perfect. And the younger one is like a strict Korean male, and the older one is more sassy, happy-go-lucky kind of character. And I love the older one better because the younger one is a little... It's like the older one has to teach him some shit. And I'm like... Really, you're gonna be that kind of stereotype? But okay, fine. What else? I've been also been watching, this is not a Korean drama, sorry to disappoint you, but I've been also been watching this show called Selling Sunset, and it's on Netflix also, and it's really good. Yeah, it's good. I've been watching it because it's only 30 minutes long, and I only watch it like an episode a day, maybe. So, because it has three seasons, and I didn't want to binge watch it, so yeah, it's good, but it's not that good, you know? Not something to write home about. Oh, it has apparently Justin Hartley's wife in there, and apparently that's his. No, it's his wife, and that's the only reason that I wanted to watch it, because I like Justin Hartley. I first saw Justin Hartley in a show called Passions. Now, I didn't see Passions when it first started because I think I was a baby. No, I was 9 years old. Yeah. When it first started, it was like back in 1999. I was like, no. I did not see when it first started. I saw reruns, okay? But it was Passion when I first saw Justin Hartley. And he was a crane, of course. But he was a hot crane. Like, I wanted him with Teresa, not Ethan. The last Ethan, okay, fine. But the first one was ew. I'm sorry, but ew. The first Ethan, nah. But the last Ethan that got played in Passions was okay. Maybe he because he was more mature, but I don't know. But my favorite character of all time in Passions was da 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 da. Wait, what was her name? Kay Bennett, because she was a witch and she embraced her witchness, you know? And she wanted Miguel at all costs. Like, fuck these other people. Get me some Miguel. Oh my God. Yeah. But she did some shady things to get Miguel. I ain't gonna lie. But she's not horrible. Nah. You know, the one person I did not like in that show? The one person that I did not like in that show was her mom. I didn't like her mom because she left everything for his sister's daughter, and when she found out that she had like a husband, because her mom has amnesia, she doesn't remember nothing before the fire that Kay's dad rescued her from. But once she found out that she had a husband, she like, fuck these other people. No, nah, I'm gonna stick by my husband and my real one, not the one that I married like 16 years ago, some shit. No, nah, I'm just gonna go with this motherfucker and his son because that's apparently my true love, not the one I already married and shit. I'm sorry, but I hate Grace Bennett. She's like too perfect. I just never liked her. Now, I always liked Ivy Crane, and I always wanted her and Sam together. So I was happy in the end when they did finally get together. But what Ivy and Gwen's mom did to Teresa, now that's another level kind of crap. Like, now I can talk about Passions all freaking day because I love that show. I love that show, but Passions was twisted. It was a twisted ass show, and that's why I loved it. It was twisted and short. I think it was 8 seasons. So for like For like a soap opera, yeah, that's like a short soap opera for some soap opera series. That's short. Eight seasons, yeah, that's really short. So that's why I also liked it, because I can always binge watch it again and again and again, which was what I do. I do binge watch it again and again and again. Like this year, I'm binge watching it again. I don't care. I love Passions. And speaking of old shows and movies, I love Teen Witch. I do. Apparently, though, I did not know this. I just found out about this yesterday when I was rewatching it again, because I like rewatching old shows and movies. But the main character, her, Louise Miller, did you know that she's Blake Lively's sister? I did not know this. I really didn't. Like, no wonder she was really pretty. Like, how could you make her this ugly nerd? I don't know. Like, but as soon as you put a love spell on the boy, she's hot to everybody. Like okay, that's all I wanted to talk about with Teen Witch. What else? What else? What else? What else? Okay, so weird. Now, I love seasons one and two. Was so weird. I did, but season three, episode three, and beyond, I hated because of Alex Johnson. I'm sorry, but I hate that girl because she ruined So Weird. Because So Weird is supposed to be this gothic, gloomy kid that's l in love with the supernatural and shit because of her dad. But this person comes along. I don't even remember her n character name because she was that bad to me. But this person come along and ruin Fee's character, the main character, because she just ruined the show because she's ha all happy and go lucky. It's not supposed to be happy go lucky. It's freaking not. It's not supposed to be a happy go lucky show. It's supposed to be dark, gloomy, and have a lot of supernatural feels to it, Like The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. That's a good remake of the regular Sabrina, because oh my god, they did a really good job on Netflix with that show. Because yeah, that's chilling. That it's not really chilling, but it's gothic, which is what I love in a show. If it's goth and supernatural, I'm gonna love it. I'm just gonna love it. Like, yeah. What I don't love the fact is that her dad is, I guess, the devil, like the actual devil. And I'm like, why? Why do that? And why is the devil the main point? Just because she's a witch doesn't mean she has to worship Satan. Like, come on. Doesn't have to worship Satan just because she's a witch, people. Speaking of other remakes that I hate or don't, that I hate or like. Okay, so there's this remake called Charmed, and I hate this remake because they make everything so in your face. Like, with Charmed, with Piper's character, yes, she's a feminist, but they say, "Oh, I'm a feminist" in every freaking episode. Like, stop. Like, no, I'm sorry, but I'm with Paige on this one. You can't act. Or maybe it's the writing, but no, it was bad. And I'm a black woman, so I'm not being biased or anything like that. It's just no. I like the representation. It's just no, it It was bad acting. I'm sorry. But I don't like this new charm. I just do not. I like the old charm. The old charm is what's up. But, and who's my favorite charm character in the old one? For the first couple of seasons, it was Pearl, of course. But then when she died, it became Piper and Phoebe. Not so much Paige, I'm sorry, because Paige's start was really, really rocky, and Piper didn't like her at all. It was, yeah, it was just really rocky, and Piper just did not like her. So, because of that, I'm like a diehard fan when I started liking a character. So, if the main character, and I like the main character, doesn't like somebody new, I'm probably not gonna like you. I'm probably not. So, yeah. What's another remake that happened? Ooh, Roswell. I was really looking forward to Roswell. But they kind of just made the focal point on Liz. And I'm like, it wasn't really about Liz. It was about Michael and the other siblings. And I'm like, who cares about Liz? No offense to Liz, but no. I like how they diverse. I like how diverse the cast became. Sure. Yay. Good on that. And I like how they made what's his face? I forgot the alien's name, the one that's always trouble. Maybe you guys can tell me, but yeah. The one that's always trouble, that always causing trouble. I like how they made him bi, though. That's always a good start. Really, it really is, at least in my opinion. I'm sorry. At least in my opinion, that's always a good start. Because gay characters are life to me. And you can't prove me otherwise. Yep. So, I love and hate the new Roswell remake. Love the old Roswell, though. Loved it. Even though there's no gay characters in sight, still loved it. Because I loved Liz and Max's relationship in that one. Yay. Good job on that one. So yeah, that was good. So Roswell is a yes for me. I love both of them. Well, not both, but you know, I love the old one, and the new one is okay. Not great, but okay. And they can actually act, unlike the new Charm people. No, sorry. But the new charm, I won't watch that anymore. And they made the black girl a demon. I'm like, the fuck? How could you make a black girl a demon? No. That's strike number two. No, that's strike number whatever. Because no. You can't just make a black girl a demon. Don't make a black girl a demon. What is wrong with you people? Anyway. What else? What else? Okay, so here is a word from our sponsors, and I'll come back, okay? And we're back. Hey everyone, and because we were talking about K-dramas before, I'm currently watching a drama, I think it's a Thai drama, it's called Two Moons, and it's really good actually, because this guy likes this older man, but every time he sees him, he argues with him a lot, and he's just, I don't know what it is, but it's really cute. Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm only thing I wanted to say about the K-drama. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Britney Spears, because if you don't know, what you don't know is a lot. Britney is under a conservatorship, and she's trying to get out of it. That's what's happening right now. Now, for the past couple of weeks, we've been hearing a lot of things about what's been happening with Britney, because apparently in her house, her family has just been keeping her hostage, I guess, and that's not cool. And her dad has been managing her money because, I don't know, she can't handle it, but I just want her to be free of this conservatorship because she's basically crying in court saying she wants a life. I mean, that's just so sad. She's Britney Spears and she thinks that she doesn't have a life because of her family. That's horrible. That is really bad. I mean, how could you put your own family member through that? She's making you millions, has been since she was, I think, maybe 16. probably younger. So, yeah. She's been making you money since she was 16. 16. And you're just keeping her hostage from everybody. You won't let her get married. You won't let her have any more kids anyway. And her sister is just as bad, I think. I think she's just riding on her sister's fame, basically. Because Zoe 101 didn't really happen without Britney, so but she's not as famous as Jamie Lynn is as famous as Britney. We all know that. But we all know who Jamie Lynn is. Her brother, on the other hand, we didn't really know about him until recently. And that's just horrible. I mean, that whole family needs to be locked up. Well, maybe not the whole family. Maybe she needs to be under a new management with her money? Yeah. Or stopping the conservatorship altogether, because I feel so bad for Britney, as well everyone else on the internet. Yeah, that's all I have to say about Britney Spears, that I feel so bad for her.